This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're this unique online community of faith. You could be a part of it at churchonline.com. We spell that C-H-R-C-H, Church Online, because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I am reflecting on a movie. I had the opportunity to watch that new movie. It's called Unsung Hero. And you may have seen previews, you may have heard or read about it, but I could really, really highly recommend the movie. It's a great, great story. Ultimately, the story is about answered prayer. And I think that that's such an incredible encouragement to any one of us. But if you don't know, it's the backstory of the Smallbone family. You might recognize the name. There's a music group called For King and Country, and it's really the backstory of their life. They came to America from Australia in the 1990s to be part of the Christian music scene in Nashville. And there's a lot of great references to people like Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith and DeGarmo and Key and some of those old, well, we now consider them old musical groups. But the whole story centers around the idea that they are struggling, as you can imagine, and they need a whole lot of prayer. And specifically, they need a whole lot of answered prayer. So their mom comes up with this wonderful idea, and this isn't giving anything away in the movie. She puts up on the wall two file folders. One says, please. The other says, thank you. And the six kids, they came with six kids and one on the way, are encouraged to put under the please the things that they need. What do we need? What does this family need? They start out and put up rent money. It's one of the needs that their family has. Then when that prayer is answered, they put it in the thank you column. So there's a please and a thank you. And it's on a wall in their living room and everybody can see it. And I thought, what an incredibly, you know, what a great blessing, because I do feel like so often we're asking God, but then do we go back and thank him when we see that? And what a great lesson to teach our kids. Now, this reminded me, of course, I'm a pastor, so it reminded me of a passage of scripture, specifically Philippians chapter 4, 17 through 20. And if you're familiar with the book of Philippians, Paul's in prison. He receives some support from the people of Philippi, and this last section is him thanking them for their support. But there's a whole lot here about prayer and giving and thanksgiving. Let me read this to you. This is Philippians chapter 4, 17 through 20. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full. I have, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I just love the way Paul writes these words. And he's, again, received a gift from the people in Philippi and he's thanking them. But you have to look at his perspective in it. First, he says that I'm not seeking anything. I didn't ask you guys to give. I'm imagining the Apostle Paul is praying for his needs. There's no question that a guy who is in prison is going to have some needs, but they supplied his needs. But it's his attitude, and it's designed to encourage them. The phrase, he says, the fruit that abounds to your account, that, of course, lets us know that we, when we're thanking God, when we're giving, when we're receiving, you could say that that's all just kind of going into the account. That's the way the Apostle Paul looks at it. And that there will be a return. It's like an investment. The return is the fruit that abounds. Not that we're expecting riches, but that God indeed will supply our needs, as it says in verse 19. And then again, the same thing. Indeed, I have all that I need. I'm full, having received all from Epaphroditus that you sent. And I love the line he says, a sweet-smelling aroma. As we read that, it may not remind us of that, but it, as someone like Paul, who came up in that Jewish background, There's a whole lot in the Old Testament that talks about this sweet savor offering, as if when they placed that sacrifice on the altar and it was being burnt as a sacrifice, the aroma went up to God. That's kind of the vision that you see. Really, the first time you hear that is when Noah comes out of the ark. And in Genesis 8:21, it says, when the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I had done. In other words, as Noah comes out of the ark and makes an offering, the offering is the thing that is pleasing to God. And again, we look at that and say, how does that work with us? Because obviously we don't offer animal sacrifices and all of that, but the way Paul's looking at it is the gift that they give to him is just like that kind of offering. It's something that God is pleased with. So that helps us when we think about our giving and even in our receiving. And then Paul, he gives us this verse that may be so well known to us. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In other words, he's saying, you've given to me, and God will supply your needs. That does seem to be a principle that echoes throughout Scripture, that when we give, we'll get a return on the investment. And again, that's not why we do it. We give because we are led by the Holy Spirit to give, and if that's giving to a ministry, giving to, oh, I don't know, a radio station, or giving to just other people that we come across that are clearly in need, because that's what's at the heart of the movie, is people giving to this family who has need. And then ultimately, the last line, God receives all the glory. Now, verse 20, to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. That's such an incredible way of looking at it all. He's saying that the gift they have given for the glory of God, the gift he has received for the glory of God, not for the glory of those in Philippi. We thank them for their gift, and it's an awesome thing, but it's not their glory, it's God's glory. That's really what's at the heart of this idea. We give him, please, Lord, we need these things, and he'll supply those needs, and then we need to thank him. So we constantly need to be in this place of please and thank you. I just want you to think about that. We're going to turn to prayer here in a moment. There's a lot of please. There's a lot of asking today, and there's nothing wrong with that. We're supposed to bring all of our requests to him. But there does need to be the thank you too, doesn't there? There needs to be the moment when we see God fulfill the prayer and we thank him for it. That is such an important part of the process.